B95, Ruthless Radio, Danny Solis, still up in the building. Now, man, how long have I been hyping this up? I told you I was going to have a special guest live up in the studio. I'm talking about the son of a legend named Eazy-E. We have got Lil Eazy-E in the studio. What's up, Playboy?
What's happening, Fresno?
Man, well, first of all, I just want to say welcome to Fresno, man. Welcome to the 559.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Where are you rolling through from right now, man?
Oh, man, from the city, you know.
There it is.
Out freeway, headed out this way, show some love.
Was that like a 4-hour drive for you, man?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, you know. Blunt here, blunt there, and I'm on.
There it is. You know? Well, man, we gotta start from the top right here. I mean, you've been doing this. I won't say you've been in the game for a long time, but you've been in the game long enough where people who want to know about Lil Eazy, they can just go up online, find out everything they need to know about you.
Most definitely.
But as far as Ruthless Radio in Fresno at B95, I'm gonna let you just drop some knowledge up on the 559 exactly. The history of Lil Eazy-E, man.
Oh, man, it went back. You know, of course, you know, my father, who always dawned on me to do certain music here and there, but I had the idea of just getting into it and being behind the scenes, setting up shop.
Right.
And it came across me by, like, when I was 18, I moved to Vegas, just messing around. I actually took a vacation. And I was playing around in the studio my boy built out there, and we started doing pre-production stuff for certain people. And I took one of my pop songs and flipped it, climbed, you know what I'm saying, loaded, you know what I mean, just doing my thing. And he said, try it on the mic. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. You know, had the same kind of like style as Pops, as far as being nervous with it. So I jumped on it, and it sounded pretty cool. And I just got like, hey, you know, let's do this. I had the legacy to represent. I felt at the time, you got to think that was back then. So the time before all these games or anything else came out, Pops wasn't being, you know, Amish the way he needed to be, you feel what I'm saying? So I just took it upon my hands, man. I mean, I came from the same background, growing up the same house, you know what I'm saying? With Ruthless, with NWA, striding across your chest, started in that backyard.
Yeah, man.
I didn't have me a piece of little thing back there. I didn't sit there, clown back there, but I'm from the same turf as Pops, you know what I'm saying? Stayed with his mother and just had a life story to tell. And you just, with my pops, without my pops, in the streets of Compton, how Compton is right now, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's what the Prince of Compton's gonna do.
I know I want to talk about a lot of stuff, man, but just as a personal observation, I guess I could say, man, listen to your music, you and your dad's styles are a little different as far as your voice, as you're rapping.
Uh-huh.
But you sitting here just talking in your speaking voice, I swear, man, if my eyes were closed, man, I think I was listening to old tape, man.
I appreciate
that. That's just badass. But I want to talk about a lot more stuff, man, including upcoming CD, right, that you got coming up.
Prince of Compton.
Before we even get into all that, man, I want to give you the chance right now to introduce a little cut that I'm going to bust up on the 559 right now, man. So let's get into something.
Let's take it. Oh, we could go there. We could go back to gangsta.
Let's go gangsta.
Favorite ones right there.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, here goes
Lil
Eazy Gangster.
Ruthless Radio, we on with the son of a legend and a man who's going to be a legend in the making right here, Lil Eazy-E, live up in the studio.
Oh, definitely.
And we got to talk about that cut right there, man, Gangster.
Oh, yeah.
And that was actually kind of one of the first times I had a little taste of what Lil Eazy could do up on wax, man.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that you have up on the hook, by the way? The female up on the hook.
The female, that's funny you bring up that, man. Let's talk about that. Matter of fact, if anybody, I know you all know about it, certain people know about the little young new person out, Young Bird.
Young Bird.
With the video he got with the little broad singing.
Kasha?
That's there right there.
What? That's her?
Yeah. My old little snatch, you know? I had that back in the day. But it's something cool. It's a good home girl. And I basically gave her idea to go solo, homie. And he picked it up and ran with it. With Smart Man.
Wow.
Smart Man. But yeah, that's her. We was chilling at the house, homie, doing pre-production in the house. And I said, come here. I said, I want you to just say Impala. And she has a certain voice. Yeah, I mean, y'all know. And I said, do your thing. She's actually on another record on my album called I Like Put.
Hey, easy. All right, there it is. I like it is. I look forward to that right now just from the title.
For sure. All
right, man. Well, we got to talk a little bit about the album. And I'll go back. Actually, before we even talk about the album, I want to talk about your situation as far as labels go. Because the first I heard, you were on Virgin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what I heard a while back. What happened with the Virgin deal?
Oh, man. I just, it was at the time, somebody did my deal with my pre-production company deal, Kings of L.A. with, had different ties with who at the time was Jermaine Dupri.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of was just a bad situation I was in. And at the time now, I'm actually not with him. We still have our business we handle, and we part ways. We had to start a Kings of L.A. Entertainment. And that wasn't seeing eye to eye. So therefore, I just threaded on and found a new home with Black Round Universal.
So that's what it was. And then it's like I said, it was a long time coming, like you said. I mean, there's times you can go on the internet like now and find up things. Like, I'm damn near vetting this game, but it's just long time coming to start certain situations I was in, doing good music, making it the best way it can be, and then now it's time to.
So now official Blackground Universal.
Yeah, that's your life. Definitely, yeah.
There it is. All right,
Universal,
so.
Universal showing lots of love.
So the question, man, the question that's been a long time coming, a couple years coming. When's the album going to drop?
Oh, man. September, man.
September. September. And could we make that official right now?
Yeah. We might have a little late production, but yes, most definitely. We're looking at September, man.
I'm looking at my calendar right here, man. Everyone knows CD releases come out on Tuesdays, and it's looking like September 16th is a Tuesday. Could that be coincidentally maybe the release date?
Possibility, yeah, most definitely. That would be good.
That
would
be appropriate, man. September 16th release, celebrating the birth of Eazy-E.
Almost definitely.
I like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, homie.
So let's talk about the album, man. Obviously, you've done some mixtapes. You've been featuring on other people's mixtapes
here and there.
But I want to know officially who you're going to be working with up on the
album. Oh, man. Let me see. We got, as far as in spitting that game, we got my boy Timberland on there. We got the OG Ice Cube up on there.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? We got Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. And I got tons of surprises for you that I'm going to goose up for Prince of Compton coming to you. But that's a sneak peek of what it is. A production from Timberland. Production from my man Static Major, who passed away. Rest in peace. Toomp, DJ Toomp from Atlanta. We got, man, everything. Scott Storch, JR, Nephew,
man,
all kind of people, man. We just gonna bring that West Coast back.
I heard a rumor that Crazy Tunes, you have something to do with Crazy Tunes? Does he have anything to do with anything you're doing these days?
Man, we worked on a lot of things besides music, and yeah, it's a possibility, man.
All right. Cool.
And then basically what I want to do with the album is I'm a surprise. Let me just give you a little blossom season of it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bring back the Ruthless family from the start and jump. And keep that in it. That's how basically I try to keep the album finished with.
That was going to be my next question, man. I'm glad you brought that up, man.
We got a surprise for him. We got a surprise for him. Let's go ahead.
I just got to say, man, just speaking from personal, man, it's rare that you find anybody who would support a label. But, like, people like me, man, I remember in high school and college, anything with the Ruthless imprint, man, I would just pick up cocaine above the law.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're talking. Now you're talking.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Talking.
So those kind of cats, Dirty Red, they're all going to be BG
man.
Knockout. They're going to be someone going to be looking at bringing the old school Ruthless artists like
man,
that.
Man, we got some surprises. Like I said, we're going to beef it up, man.
It's going to be dynamite. Do we have a title for the CD yet?
Yeah, Prince of Compton.
That's
the title. It speaks for itself, you know.
Simply stated, man. Son of a king, Prince of Compton. There it is. A couple other names I wanted to drop to you, man, and I'm going along the same lines of Ruthless. You already mentioned your stepmom, Tamika, and that was kind of a sore subject, but a lot of people were talking, man, what's the future of Ruthless?
Yeah.
What's going on with the label? Is it just a catalog label now? What's the situation
She got certain projects she got going on. She helped me a lot as a man growing in this business, you know what I mean? And me and her work on a lot of different things besides music on myself, you know what I mean?
Right.
I can have certain inputs on the music she puts out, but she has production finna come out of Ruthless, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we have clothing line of, you know, Ruthless clothing with all OG Eazy stuff mixed with a little Eazy stuff. So we got some hot coming for people this summer, you know what I mean, that me and her are working on. But she's been real supportive of me, you know what I mean? And it just was a bond of me just getting out as a man and touching on the rap industry, record industry on my own, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to look as far as she grabbed her stepson and now I'm, hey, you're going to do it here, you know what I mean? So, but like I say, who knows? Next 5 years, Ruthless can have a new owner, possibly.
Man,
you know what I mean? They just might be setting shop up right, but it's something that we just go keep y'all tuned to, man. But Ruthless is getting cracking. It's gonna be back where it belongs.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Show,
I love it. That's a beautiful thing. Well, how about this, man? How about you bless us with another little Eazy-E track right now?
We could go with the single coming out on Prince of Compton this September. You know what we're claiming? You know what I mean? It's just me, Brandon, of what I am. You got a lot of people representing what they are. It's not to get at anybody harsh, it's just me getting off of what Compton is going through and the struggle I came from. It's just an introduction, you know what I mean, where I came from. Not the rich kid, the Compton, California kid, you know what I mean? This is what it is, what we're claiming.
Well, we're claiming Lil Eazy-E, B95, keep it right where you got it.